possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 743.5, is up 23. July, 738.75, up 23.25. Soft May wheat, 675.5, now 3/4, up 16.75. July, 680, up 15.75. March corn, 481.25, up 3.25. July, 487.75, up 3/4. December, 482.25, up 1. March soybeans, 1372, down 39.5. July, 1361, down 30.25. November, 1172.75, down 16.75. March soybean meal, 441.40, down 10.40. March soybean oil, 42.88, down 63. April live cattle, 143.62.5, up 40. March feeders are 173.95, up 2.5. And April lean hogs are 115.75, more to the downside. Follow through, they're down 127.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, I would have to say that the decline in the soybean pit in the last couple of days has been eye-opening.
Well, I would say so. I have a whole list of things that I can give reasons for why it's happening, especially today, but they're all related to a five-letter word called China. And you know, we got poor China crush. We've got lower China feed demand is what the rumor is. Bigger than anything is the fact that China's canceling beans out of Brazil, and so now we've got all kinds of fear that they're going to cancel here too. Crush here in the U.S. isn't so great, and we've seen commercial selling come in. You know, the interesting part about that, China canceling out of Brazil, there's been talk probably for 2 to 3 weeks that China was trying to get Brazil to actually move their deliveries later because their ports are becoming clogged with beans and they don't have the storage built to be able to unload all the ships. And Brazil's absolutely unwilling to do it is what I've been hearing. And therefore, now we have cancellations. So whether the fear that they're going to cancel from here is real or not doesn't make any difference because the market is all about perception. And it certainly does prove, though, that it we can come down faster and we can go up necessarily.
And with the end of the month reports a couple of weeks away, including the planning intentions report, one would, and with the trade already beginning to rattle the saber about larger acres, it would seem that at least in the front end of the beans, maybe we have topped out.
Well, that's what it would seem like at this stage. I mean, it's going to take some China buying to come back in to give us the stability. And, of course, you know, there's so many factors, Dave, that are involved in a market moving either higher or lower. You know, margin liquidation on the upside from people who are short getting out of short positions because of margin requirements, margin calls, drives it higher than it ever should go. Margin liquidation when you go down to the downside, in other words, people who took long positions, especially people who took long positions the other day when we were up near the top, is going to drive it lower than it probably should go, just like this morning, and now we've seen to stabilize a little bit. And so there are just a lot of different things that are happening on the inside. And whether or not the farmer decides, I'm going to sell beans now, will be another big factor. I think it's interesting that Conab from Brazil came out this morning and actually lowered. You know, they slashed the Brazilian bean production for new crop. We're still down 16 cents on new crop beans here. And you alluded to it. It's because they believe that we're going to have larger acres coming on this report at the end of the month. But grain stocks are, at the end of the month also will be a driver for old crop. We'll see how tight those grain stocks really are.
Meanwhile, corn is hanging tough.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at corn, corn is hanging tough, being supported heavily by wheat, and wheat is being supported by the fact that, you know, we've had really lousy weather. And this weather that we had overnight and this morning here in the Midwest isn't helping the wheat crop, isn't helping soft red wheat either. In fact, March is the month that we normally kill wheat in, primarily because we get this circumstance, heavy wet snow, and then you get warm weather, and then it melts, and then it freezes again, and it smothers the crop. And so I think that the trade is finally beginning to recognize all the problems out west when they saw the shortages in topsoil moisture, and then here because of the storm that's going through. So it's hanging in there for corn.
But still, it would have to do some work to get above last week's high.
Oh, I think so. I think that, you know, we were on a momentum run last week, and again, like I said, you know, you did see things like margin liquidation coming along in the marketplace. It's gonna take something to be able to do that, and I wouldn't anticipate that happening before the end of the month at all, because now the trade is going to focus on what numbers are going to come out, and is the 92 million a real number in the farmer's mind, not just in the USDA estimate, you know, and will that be what they'll look at for projected acreage? So it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out.
So to what degree did farmers reward $11.98 beans and about $5 corn?
Well, I certainly hope a lot. I mean, you know, I'm certain people like myself were urging people to do something, either get puts in place or do something down the line, because this, to me, the entire Ukrainian-Russian situation, which is not a marketing plan, waiting for something like that to happen, gave us opportunity that we wouldn't have had otherwise. It really gave us the push that we needed to try and move to the higher level, to try and reach some of those overhead resistance levels, and they had to be rewarded. So to give you a good answer, I can't. I can tell you from the people I talk with, we did a lot of puts, basically, you know, in the $12 level.
So where does the market go between now and the end of the month?
Well, I would have to think that it would be a pretty wide sideways range. I think that we will we'll look here maybe today or tomorrow to see if we can find some support, and then I think that it'll just be a bounce. But you know, when you look at the May bean chart, I mean, the May bean chart looks pretty ugly. We broke the 20-day, we broke the 10-day yesterday. Today we broke the 20-day. We need to close above that 1384 level to get back above the 20-day. If we don't do it, well, 1334 is the next major support spot on a daily chart at 40-day moving average. So I would think that we will test lower unless something changes in the export news.
Before we let you go, let's turn our attention to the livestock side of the market, where there's a lot of people that feel the cattle and the hog market are not over yet.
Well, you know, I believe that there's plenty of reason, you know, in the near term on cattle especially, you know, we're very tight for numbers. The big question on the hog side comes because of PEDV and how much we'll be able to respond with additional pounds on the back of a market-worthy hog. You know, we are definitely losing hogs, there's no question about that, but I never underestimate the resilience of this market when it comes to being able to put some extra weight on to make up for the difference. And so on the hog market side, I don't know. You know, I think we have a lot of speculative money in there. There's definitely reason to believe that there's issues and there's going to be shortages. But that'll all come to – the proof will be in the reports and when we finally find out what the litter rates are and everything else. But when it comes to the live cattle, we're definitely short of cattle. There's no question about that. The packers out there – actively trying to find things, but you know we're almost $5. Well, we are $5 off the contract high right mm-hmm. now. Excuse me, $3 off the contract highs on April, and so we have a range here that we can still trade in. We can go back up and test that contract high. Okay. The question is, can we exceed the contract high? And I think that might be a little tough to do, mostly because it's being made up in basis out in the country.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yep. Take care, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. November beans are 1172 and a quarter, down 17 and a quarter. December corn 482 and a half, up 1 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.